This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
He is alive and well and living in Melbourne somewhere. Just got off stage rehearsing. Ben, are you there?
I am. Sorry about the delay. We're out in Broadmeadows today as part of our Suburban Symphony, which is our first gig back to a live audience since March last year, and they did change the rehearsal time on me today, and we didn't start till 4 o'clock. So sorry for the delay.
Oh, no, that's okay. And it's lovely that you finally rang. I actually did a bit of a rundown of what you're doing, the Spanish Harlem, as part of the Maya Music Bowl. But it's good to talk to you. You're a conductor with MSO. How long have you been with them?
Oh, look, I first conducted the orchestra way back in 2003, and so I've sort of been part of the furniture there, I suppose, ever since. But at the moment, I'm sort of working with the orchestra regularly as their principal conductor in residence.
Right.
And it's great because, you know, Melbourne's always been home, and it's wonderful to be able to conduct your home orchestra, and the orchestra's doing so many interesting things. It's been a challenging 12 months for everyone, obviously, in the arts in particular.
Yep.
But now things just, you know, there's that little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And we had these wonderful two concerts last night and the night before out in suburban areas. We're at Wyndham City at the Wyndham Park on Friday night, which was wonderful. And last night we're out at Bunjil Place in Narrewarren,
right,
the city of Casey, and, you know, having real people listening to us, that's what we've been missing.
I could imagine it would be because, you know, like that's the thrill of being a musician is playing in front of a live audience. You know, like you can do all the, you know, like sort of streaming and whatever or a recording, but it must be so, you know, like exciting having an audience and the applause after a piece of music.
Look, the thing that we've discovered is that the orchestra has actually done quite a lot of online work as a result of the lockdowns last year when we couldn't have any audiences in the rooms to play to. And that's been great. We've got a digital platform, MSO Live, that you know, is there for people who don't feel like coming into the city or, you know, to concerts. But when we actually played our first concert on Friday night this week, it was very, very obvious to us what we'd been missing, and it was that connection with the listener, with the live, real-time connection with the audience. There's no substitute for it, and it creates a very special energy, and we feed off that energy, and it's what it's all about, to be honest. So, you know, we're delighted to be able to have the chance to get back to playing as these restrictions are eased, and the Maya Music Bowl's been set up. I don't know if you've seen a picture, but it's been transformed into a COVID-safe live music venue now with tables and chairs and pods for people out on the grass and all that kind of stuff. So, that's going to be a real thrill.
Yeah, and your the concert that you're conducting there is called Spanish Harlem. So give us a run through. It's pretty obvious, but how exciting that music will be. Awesome, Ben.
This is something that we're really thrilled about. In fact, this is one of the things that the kind of lockdown enabled us to do, was to reimagine some of the kinds of music that we play, because the format of concerts is a bit different. They're not two halves anymore. They're one straight through, because that's the safest way to perform.
Yep.
And so we're opening with a piece of Duke Ellington, the wonderful big band leader and jazz composer from America, and it's called Harlem, as you say, and it's for big band and orchestra, so it's going to blow people's minds, I think, this combination of jazz and symphony orchestra. It's a wonderful piece of his that he wrote, you know, mid-20th century. It brings those two worlds of classical and jazz music together. Then we sort of put that right next to a piece of traditional orchestral music, which is by the French composer Maurice Ravel. He's got Spanish origins, and his piano concerto in G major is one of the sort of the pieces, I suppose, of orchestral repertoire that also incorporates elements of jazz music from the 20th century.
Yeah.
And it's just thrilling to listen to. And then the big finale of that concert is a piece by an Australian female composer, Vanessa Perica, who has written this extraordinary work for big band called Love is a Temporary Madness. And she's put this together for the orchestra as a suite. And so that's just something, you know, we never would have thought about doing. And all of a sudden we had all this time to think and we came up with this idea. And so that's, again, for big band and orchestra. And so I think that'll be a wonderful way to round out that program.
Yeah, and Ben, it must be exciting as well playing a brand-new piece of music too, you know, like that you haven't heard somebody else perform before and you know, like, and it's fresh and new and presenting it to an audience must be exciting.
Look, it's my feeling that every concert should have something new in it. And that's the beautiful kind of opportunity of playing in something sort of old like the orchestra that's been around for centuries is actually making it relevant to the here and now also, yep, and particularly relevant to our place in the world. And that's why it's really important for us to feature music of our own composers. There's so many talented composers out there, and I have to say this piece of Vanessa's, she's recorded it as a straight big band album.
Yeah.
And it's been so well received globally. You know, she's had huge international press about it, and it is remarkably high quality. And so, you know, it's an opportunity to showcase that talent that we have here in Australia that we don't always get the chance to hear.
Yeah.
You know, that's really important for us. And the orchestras can do that really well. You know, they can present people that audiences then discover and find out more about.
Fantastic. So your concert, A Spanish Harlem, is Wednesday the 10th of February. It's the final one in the series.
Coming up soon.
Yeah, coming
not
up
far away.
don't start about the year running away already. And at the My Music Bowl, of course. And find out all the details by just going to MSO's website. Ben, thanks for finally getting on the phone to us. It was very good of you to follow it up.
Not at all. Apologies for being late. All the best to you.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.